I'm delighted to say that I'm joined in the studio by two very special people. We've got Ron Reed and Hilary Lyon, both from the Southborough and District Lions Club. Ron is the president and Hilary is the treasurer. Welcome, both of you. It's lovely to see you.
Good morning.
Thank you.
You've got your great Southborough District Lions sweatshirts on. You look amazing. Yes. And you've got your chain of office on there, Ron. Yes. So you look fabulous. So you've come in for a very special reason, and that is because you're presenting a cheque to West Kent Radio, and we're very, very, very grateful for that. Honestly, it's people like you that keep us going, and we are very grateful. So thank you, and it's lovely to see you. We've just done a nice photo, haven't we?
We have, yes. Yes.
We've done a little cheque presentation. It's great. So how long have you both been involved? Ron, first of all, you're the president of Southborough District Lions. You've been involved for
7 years.
7 years. Mm-hmm. My goodness. Man and boy.
Sort of.
Why did you join, Ron?
It was very strange. I was the mayor of Crowborough, and I used to go to Lions things. And I said, when you're not mayor, will you join us? I had no choice, basically.
That
so
was
joined.
It. Bend your arm.
I was surprised what they did, because I actually didn't know until I joined how much they do for the local authority.
So was that Crowborough Lions?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sadly, we had to shout Crowborough because we couldn't get members.
Oh, that's sad, isn't
so
it?
So we joined Southborough, which is the next one across.
Okay. Mm. And why do you think you couldn't get members?
No one's interested these days. That's the trouble. You're giving your time for nothing. You know, it's helping people, but we don't know. They're just not interested.
No.
And the problem we've got at the moment is that the club here is getting smaller and smaller. One of members just died. They're all quite old, as we all are. But and the members we've got now, actually, there's a problem, because as we get aged on, we can't do things.
No.
We can't lift heavy things. And most of the things we do involve carrying things around.
Yes.
So it makes it very, very difficult to carry on. So we just cannot get members.
Isn't that sad?
Yes,
isn't that
it
sad?
Is.
So, Hilary, how long have you been a member of the Southborough District Lions Club?
Well, Crowborough before.
You're Crowborough too?
Yes, in all 17 years.
Yeah. And is it because your name is Lion that you became a Lion?
No. I'd been on the town council in Crowborough, and when I finished with that, like Ron, I'd met all these nice Lions. I decided to join.
So you were both at Crowborough Lions. You knew each other then, presumably. And then did you both decide to move across to Southborough together?
Yeah. Basically, we're in zones, and I wanted to stay in the same zone because I knew a lot of people in our zone, whereas if we'd have gone the other way to Uckfield, I didn't know anybody.
Mm. So Southborough District Lions Club is a very active club. I know you do an awful lot. Ron, what have you got lined up for this year?
This year, I mean, every year we do a gala, but because it's so much hard work, we decided not to do it every other year. So we won't do that this year. But we have an art thing, and that is very, very popular. To be fair, it's the easiest thing we do because we bring large things out to put the paintings on, and that's it.
Mm.
You know, with the galas, you know, there's fences to put up, there's things to move around, and it's hard work.
Mm.
So we thought we'd leave it just for 1 year and carry on next year.
Mm.
So there are two main things. We have quizzes and other things as well to raise money. We have the Father of Christmas here, and we collect at that time. So we collect it wherever we can. We help with a pantomime here. These sort of things. So anything locally, we help again.
Mm.
And we have the bucket and we collect money.
Yeah. And do you find people are more generous, less generous? What's the general feeling there?
To be honest, they're more helpful here.
Yeah.
Give us money than we do in Crowborough.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Where is
it? Or is that bad? I don't know if that's a good or bad thing.
Well, we're in Crowborough, they put 10p in, they'll put £5 in here.
And do you find, Hilary, do you find, because you're the treasurer, do people donate less because they don't have cash in their pockets anymore?
I think that's probably the case, and certainly after the pantomime the other year, we've got Zettles, we can take card payments now.
It's a must,
and that
really
is much
now,
better
isn't it?
Because people turn up even at the gala day and things with no cash.
I know myself, I never carry cash now.
No.
I think I have a little emergency couple of pounds in my pocket, but and they sit there forever. I don't, you know, when I see people rattling buckets, I feel really guilty. I really genuinely have no cash in my pocket.
Mm.
So those little, what are they called?
Well, the one we've got is through Zettle, and the money goes via PayPal to
us. You just
us.
Tap your card on it.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. And do you find people will do that?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a modern world we're living in. I suppose eventually we'll be just, I don't know,
absolutely,
flashing our retinas at them or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Very true.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so fundraising is going well so far this year then? How's it going?
Well, so far is it good, yes. It is. Yes.
Yeah.
We've done nothing major at the moment. But yes, I mean, we got quite a bit of money with me as Father Christmas. And what we do there, of course, is we actually give the children a present as well. So you pay £2, I think it was this year.
Mm.
So you see him and you get a present.
And the presents, presumably, they're donated to you. You don't have to buy those presents.
Right.
Okay,
yes,
so it doesn't cost you anything to give the presents.
Yeah. It's much the same when we do our big gala. The local shops here are very good to us and they give us things. I mean, last year we were given all the strawberries and cream.
Oh, wow. Excellent. Free strawberries. Yeah, strawberries donated.
Very, around here they're very good, yes. Mm.
It's hard to come up with ideas, isn't it? Fundraising ideas. So, okay, so you managed to raise the funds. Who benefits, apart from West Kent Radio, which we're very grateful for? who else? And how do people approach you? No, how does all that work?
Right, we have different committees. We have a welfare committee. And via various organisations, they ring him and say, oh, it's Christine, actually. And we say, we've got
Christine
this person.
Christine Forbes.
We've got this person. She's desperate for this or he's desperate for that. She will then look into it. And if it's something we can do, we'll buy it. We don't give them money. We buy a thing for them.
So it's individuals rather than organisations?
No, we do organisations as well. We help local charities. We don't do major charities because they've got enough money. Don't need it. So all the local ones around here, we actually do that. Well, you're a charity.
Yes, we are.
So we actually look after those as well.
Yeah.
We also do the air ambulance. We do that every year. That's important.
Yeah, it's worth it. Yeah, definitely.
So we do that sort of thing. So.
And when you say helping individuals, so for example, if they need a new fridge or a new washing machine, that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. We do check because some people are trying it. Yes.
Sadly, yes, they do.
And this year we did something different because some of our members actually do the food larders. And we gave a free gift away from the Lions. So they came and they got a Christmas present every year.
That's wonderful.
So we try and help locally, yes.
Yeah.
It's all local, really.
So, Hilary, how are we going to get people to join? What can people do? People are listening now and they think, oh, yeah, I would like to join. There's presumably no age limit, no bracket, no minimum age, no maximum age. Just anyone who wants to volunteer can.
Any age, anyone who's interested in helping, and who wants to help out in their community, which is very important these days.
Absolutely, more than ever.
Yes, I think.
And you don't ask much of your members, do you? It's as much or as little as they can do? Or is it a big commitment?
No. We have a meeting once a month, but otherwise, no, the commitment is whatever you can give. You're not pressurised into doing things every week, every month or anything like that. So, no, it's a time commitment, but not a huge time, really.
Okay.
So, yeah.
It's lovely to see you both. Thank you so much for coming in, and thank you for all that you do. But I'm sure everyone that benefited from things that you've done and donations that you've made are most grateful, as we are. So thank you very much. You still look fabulous. So thank you very much. So we'll watch out on social media for the photo. I'm sure it'll go on.
Yeah.
See us all smiling happily.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Hilary.